Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
At 6:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News, our friend from ESPN Wisconsin, Jen Latta, in the house with us this morning. Packers waking up in Brazil.
You think they're waking up?
But 2 hours ahead, right? So 6, 7, 8, 50, almost 9 o'clock.
Yeah. I'd still be sawing logs.
Well, we don't know much. Matt LaFleur has kept kind of close to the vest when they're going to practice, how they're going to do. Like, I don't know. Is there any further actual itinerary out?
There may be. I haven't seen one. The bigger story that we've been discussing is, like, the fact that the guys aren't really allowed to go out a lot, right? Like, they're spending a lot of time in the hotel. Now, again, the game is tomorrow, so it's not like there's a ton of time to sit there and go sightsee in Brazil. But that's been the interesting thing, is how do you pass the time? Chewy says those evening games are the toughest games because your brain is just churning all day long. You've got assignments rolling in your head. And what do I do on this play? And what's this? What coverage did they show on this and this? And, like, at some point, you're just exhausted by, like, the mental load, and you just want to be on the field. So that's what he says is the toughest thing about a game like this.
Is it a matter of, in terms of these decisions of not going to see the sights? I mean, there's not a lot of time, but, you know, when the teams go out to the Rose Bowl, they're at Disneyland, they're at the steakhouse
having the
steak off and whatever, right? But
steak off.
What is that? What is it? Lowry's, right?
Yeah.
Where they eat the prime rib, right? Whoever eats the most. But, right, I mean, couldn't you squeeze a little something in?
I think
is it
there
a security
are
thing?
Safety and security concerns, and I think that they have advised the players to kind of keep a low profile, which can be hard to do when you are an NFL player. I mean, these guys are easily identifiable, right? And if you know you have two NFL teams that are roaming the streets, you just want to make sure that you don't give anybody an opportunity to behave inappropriately.
Which is hilarious because our fans are the opposite.
Oh,
right.
Like, you can't. You talked to Kristen, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. So Kristen Bry is there, and she was in Rio to start her trip, and she went and saw Christ the Redeemer, and she said her husband was wearing a Packers hat, and as they're looking at this beautiful statue, this iconic moment, they heard a, "Hey, go Pack!"
Yeah, go Pack there!
Love that. Packers fans travel very well. How are you guys feeling about the game?
You know, that's it's interesting you ask. Like, I have no idea. I feel like we're in a better spot than we were when we started last season.
Well, theoretically,
for sure.
You
we
should
have so
be.
Many more offensive weapons.
New
you have guys who played together. All new D coordinator. Right, really excited to see that defense.
Yeah, I mean, Xavier McKinney, I'm excited about him. Let's see what Jair Alexander does after last year having his feet to the fire. Yeah. Basically, it was like, you weren't good enough last year, Jair. And obviously, you butted heads. You had some conflict with the defensive coordinator. Well, he's gone now. So now you better put up or shut up. Because if you don't perform well, we can't excuse it as being Joe Barry's fault, right? Like, it's all new. So now, you know, that was kind of his, in case of emergency, break glass excuse last year, wasn't it? It was, this guy. He doesn't know what he's doing.
They don't have me
he's
in the right spot.
He's not using
right.
me yeah, correctly. Right. Exactly. Well, gone. So, you know, it'll be a big year for Jair as well. Saquon Barkley for the Philadelphia Eagles, guys.
He's
new
football,
this year.
Right?
If you've watched any of the Hard Knocks with him and the Giants, when he was on the Giants, that did not go well.
Right.
I think he really is out to prove that they should have treated him differently. They should have retained him. And I'm nervous about what he can do against this Packers team. So a very, very good test for week one. But part of the reason you don't know what to think about this Packers team is the preseason has changed so much.
Right.
Used to be you could watch a couple preseason games and have an idea. Are they vanilla? Yes. But you'd have an idea kind of what your team was. Now, you barely see. What did the starters play?
Three plays.
Right.
So look good, though.
You can't. Yeah, real good. Very good. Exactly. Didn't give me any reason to worry. So I think that's a big part of it. And I'm real curious, guys, to see how the NFL handles this going forward. If the preseason just becomes a formality, right? A chance for some guys to make the roster, but for the most part, you're not getting anything from your starters during that stretch of the year.
It's been increasingly diminished over the years, for sure. And then you've added another regular season game, which I love. I don't know where the players are at on that, but now we play 17 instead of 16.
I wonder.
Talk of an 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's even going to see the game tomorrow night? We got Friday Night Lights. I got two cross-country races to watch tomorrow night. Not even going to catch the first half, I don't think.
Yeah, that's a very good point. High school football, big.
Right, and college creeping in on Fridays now as well.
College creeping in on Fridays. We'll be at the Texas-Michigan game this weekend.
Ooh, here
so
we go.
That's a big battle of the Titans.
Yes. She did with her hands the helmets thing.
Big on the sound effects over here.
Great to see you, Jen. 657,
thanks,
Wisconsin's Morning News.
I don't